Quarterly Essay 50. Unfinished Business, Sex, Freedom and Misogyny. Written by Anna Goldsworthy and read by Louise Crawford. In October 2012, late in a year of political bickering, two speeches were delivered in Canberra. The first occurred in Parliament House during question time to a small audience of MPs, the press gallery, a handful of political junkies and tourists. A Prime Minister with her back to the wall came out swinging. "I will not be lectured about sexism and misogyny by this man." This man was the Leader of the Opposition, Tony Abbott, who had objected to a text message sent by the Speaker, Peter Slipper, to a male staffer. It was a private text, a clumsy attempt perhaps at flirtation, but now on the public record as part of a sexual harassment allegation. Abbott was sufficiently outraged by the vile, anatomically specific language to move to have Slipper sacked. How does a Prime Minister defend such a distinctive condiment? Labour had compiled material portraying Abbott as sexist, but Gillard had been loath to use it. Now her reservations fell away. "I will not be lectured by this man. Not now, not ever." She listed Abbott's remarks and actions and badged them with a word introduced by the opposition: misogyny. She did not step back from generalisation. Misogyny, sexism, every day from this Leader of the Opposition. That is all we have heard from him. Nor from the cheap shot. The Leader of the Opposition now looking at his watch because apparently a woman's spoken too long. The calculation was apparent, the practiced use of rhetoric. "I was offended when..." And the press gallery's verdict was unanimous. Politics as usual, fail. At the same time, another speech was heard by a great many more people. Broadcast on YouTube, it transcended its context, the salted genitalia, the market tests, its own cunning, and became a more intimate piece of theatre. Devoid of backstory, the speech's calculation is less obvious. Up close, you register the woman's genuine rage, the tremor in her voice. Around her, the barracking and heckling provide a Greek chorus of amplification. There are gasps of shock from Gillard's male Labour colleagues, those great defenders of female honour, loud tut-tuts from the opposition. Abbott sits in silence. But as his half-smile gives way to grim forbearance, it is clear that he registers the speech's significance better than the press gallery.